All right, we're going to welcome you to the UPHC Pipeline Podcast. My name is Alan Crookston, and I'll be hosting today. So today, we're fortunate to have Trevor Ferner with us today. I've heard his name talking with Dave several times, and I've just heard his name, and I know he's our legal counsel here at the association, and we get to spend a few minutes with him and kind of pick his brain and learn about some things coming down from his area of specialty. So, yeah, Trevor, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Yeah, thanks, Alan. Like you said, I'm recently been named counsel for UPHCA. Happy to be in that role. My full-time job, my day job, if you want to call it that, is a construction attorney for the law firm Babcock, Scott & Babcock. We're located in Salt Lake. All we do is construction law. We don't touch divorces, thankfully. We don't touch criminal law, none of that stuff. Just get a focus on the construction industry. Most, if not all of us at the firm have some tie into the construction industry. We have some attorneys who have engineering degrees and backgrounds, other attorneys with construction management degrees. My claim to the construction industry fame, if you want to call it that, is I was an HVAC installer for 11 years before I made the decision that we can debate if it's a good or bad decision to go on to school and ultimately on to law school. So that's a little bit about
that's me, cool.
A little bit about the firm, and been working with Dave for a while with UPHCA, and it's been good. Enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, that's interesting hearing about your background in HVAC. I think that's, you know, it offers a, you know, valuable insight because you have the boots on the ground experience as well as, you know, the law school and the professional side. So you kind of get to see all areas from a technician to, you know, license, you know, working with the different contractors all the way up to the legal side. I think that's one of the challenges that a lot of the blue collar workforce has is they don't quite grasp or fully understand the maybe more the white collar side or the professional legal side. I mean, now that you have this perspective as an attorney who used to be an HVAC, you know, the blue collar space, maybe can you talk about that and what are some things that you've learned being on both sides of the aisle?
Yeah. Great question. You know, the contractors that I deal with that find themselves in harder situations, right? If they're in a lawsuit, it's typically not because they're a bad contractor, right? They're great with their hands. They're great in the trades. They just don't fully have a grasp on the business side of things. And so, you know, I help contractors through everything, through the litigation, lawsuits, all of that. But what I prefer to do is help them on the preventative side and teach them and inform them of ways that they can proactively protect their money and stay out of trouble. And so I think that would be the biggest pitch I would make to people is that it's worth spending some time understanding the laws, reviewing your contracts, understanding the legislation that's being passed down and incorporating that before there's issues and getting that taken care of. And Dave and UPHCA does a great job of informing people of that, spending time up with lobbyists on the Hill, sending out emails about what's going on and how this new legislation can affect you. So.
That's awesome. Yeah, I get to work pretty closely with Dave, and I'm amazed at how much time he spends involved with legislation. And that's just a fraction of the time that other lobbyists are spend in legislation in behalf of those in the plumbing and HVAC industry in this construction space. So, you know, Trevor, why don't you give us a little update on maybe some of the big things that have been happening recently in legislation that our listeners should know about?
Yeah. So as we're recording this is the last day of the legislative session. Thankfully, spent way too much time in legislative meetings the last few weeks. But just some high level things. There was a prevailing wage bill that was brought in where anything on state government projects they'd have to pay basically Davis-Bacon wages. That didn't pass. So I know the association feels like that's a win. There was one that been talking about a little, probably too much today. I think everyone's staying away from me at lunch because they're sick of hearing legislative updates. But a big one was House Bill 508 that passed that's going to remove payment and performance bond requirements on any DFCM project. So that's kind of a hit to plumbing and HVAC contractors. So there's some precautions that will have to be taken there. Those are the two that are coming to mind right now. I know there's some more that.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Trevor. I'm going to speak a little bit from my former life. So I grew up in the fishing industry. Think of it like a kid who grew up on the farm. I grew up on a fish boat and a fish site, and that was the life I grew up in. My dad was a fisherman. My grandpa was a fisherman, and all of the fishermen that I ever worked with, they just wanted to go fishing. They wanted to get in their boats and mend their nets and catch fish. Well, there was several summers where we weren't able to go fishing, and all of our boats were on the beach or in the harbor, and all the fishermen were looking at each other like, well, why can't we go fishing? And sure enough, it was because something happened up on Capitol Hill, some legislative thing that all the fishermen said, oh, I don't care about that. I don't need to know about that. And something got passed that literally beached our whole industry. And so I just kind of want to echo that, the stuff that Trevor's doing and the lobbyists that keep you working in the field, this preventative stuff is real. Trevor, I mean, one thing that when I talk with, plumbers who maybe aren't members of the UPHCA, sometimes they ask me, what's the value? What's the benefit? Why should I become a member? If I were to ask you that question, what would you say? Why should someone become a member of this association?
Yeah, one is for events like what we're at down here at the Spring Convention down in St. George. Great networking opportunity to meet various vendors, other people in the industry. Another is what we've been talking about is having access to these lobbyists and having it so you don't have to be the one up on the hill lobbying on behalf. You have an association that's doing that and pouring in many hours, going through the bills, making sure that we have our finger on the pulse of the industry.
Cool. What would you say? I know there's a lot of contentious bills and they kind of go back and forth. Are there any legislative victories or some things that you could say we could notch down as victories or things that are going well for us?
Yeah, I think that prevailing wage bill that didn't go through, I think is a huge victory for the industry, right? And trying to control costs and everything else, that we have other mechanisms to ensure that people are being paid fairly. So I think that's a big win for the UPHCA.
Awesome. Yeah, I when I come to these conferences and I see the networking that goes on, I see the suppliers, the relationships that are made, I think you for sure get your membership feedback, but I would say probably many times over just in like the legislative work, the relationships, the connections. I was talking to someone today who's had merchant services and how do your customers pay you? And that was a valid question. I was like, oh, that's a good question. How do you get paid? Do you get paid with credit card or check? Or how does that, what do you have set up to use that? And it was something I hadn't even thought about. And so it's been valuable for me to come down and talk with the different people in this industry. So,
yeah. Well, and one other thing too, we had a great learning session this morning with some CE classes that focused on plumbers and some on HVAC companies as well. But I gave a presentation on kind of a mini legislative update and some things to watch out for in subcontract agreements, and heard from some insurance companies. But it's focused on HVAC and plumbing, right? It's not contracting as a whole. Or construction as a whole. It's focused on our niche of the industry, and so the value in that is, I think, pretty incredible. So
that's awesome. Yeah, no, I appreciate what the legal side brings to the table. Just like, you as a craftsman have a special eye on how to do your job. They have a special eyes and ears on how to do their job, and I don't know. It's been very valuable to me to seek legal counsel in different areas of businesses I've been involved with, and certainly the construction space needs some significant representation and help. I guess, Trevor, And just final comments or any words of wisdom you have for our listeners that you'd like to leave.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Stay involved, right? UPHCA gives you plenty of opportunities to stay involved, whether that's on the legislative side or other input side. And, you know, I wouldn't be a good construction attorney if my final words weren't, please read your contracts, right? Best way to stay out of trouble is taking those proactive steps. And even if there's some terms in the contract that aren't great that they won't negotiate out of, just being aware of those from the get-go will save you a lot of time and headache potentially. So,
awesome. No, that's good advice. And so, yeah, like I said, I've really enjoyed being at this conference. And even as far as the activities go, I mean, we have a mountain bike ride going tomorrow. We got an ATV ride going on Sunday. We just spent some time out at Crush Golf yesterday. And so it's a fun time to get to know other people and treat your profession, you know, treat your job like a professional, and like you show up and you value what you do. And that's one of the things that I feel like when I'm a part of the association, I feel like I'm a part of a bigger team, a bigger group that's doing it right. We're not just making things up as we go. We sit down with a board of directors and a team, and we come up with a plan to be most effective. And so we welcome you to be a part of our association if you're not, and come see what we bring to the table. So, Trevor, how do people get a hold of you?
Yeah, best way to get a hold of me is to call my office, 801-531-7000, or they can shoot me an email at my first name, Trevor, T-R-E-V-O-R, at BabcockScott.com, or go to BabcockScott.com, and you can find me on there.
Awesome. Oh, what a great resource. If you get into contract language you don't understand, or a construction law situation where you need some more counsel or advice, what a great resource.
Always happy to help. The UPHC Pipeline Podcast. The UPHC Pipeline Podcast. We'll be right back.